You are listening to the Reclaim Your Power podcast, the show for people that are ready to end their struggle with binge eating and body image. I'm your host, Erin Avery. Each week, I will sit with you and teach you different skills and tools that you need in order to trust yourself around food and find peace within your body. You deserve a life to live without stressing about food or having your body hold you back. So if you're ready, grab a notebook and let's get started. What is happening, you guys? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but I feel like that only because I probably haven't recorded in a while. Like, I don't know if you know this, but when you do a podcast, you try to like record them in batches so that you're always ahead of yourself. And I think that's probably why, because I've recorded like a month's worth and now they've all been released. So here I am redoing it. So it feels like I haven't talked to you in a hot minute. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about that because it just seems weird because I don't really talk to you like in the live moment anyway. It's just crazy. Anyway, hi, how are you? I hope everyone is having a fantastic February. We are, we're almost done with it. It's over in like a week from now. We'll be done with February into March. I feel like the new year just started. Obviously, I think in my last episode, I talked about how my daughter turned one last Wednesday. So that has been amazing. She is just living her best little life, walking, having 8, almost 9 teeth. And it's just so awesome to see like a little human do their thing and see life through their eyes. It's wild, y'all. It is wild. That's what's been happening. And so this topic today is kind of on point with my life, but I know the women that I am coaching right now, this has been a theme in their lives, and they don't have little ones like I do, but still, survival mode is survival mode. And I totally get it because, I see myself in survival mode from time to time, right? Because things just get hectic. And that's what survival mode is. It's trying to just get through those next 24 hours without, you know, killing someone or, you know, going off the rails. So if you feel like you are living in survival mode, then this episode is for you. And like I said before, life can be busy and chaotic, and many of us are experts at being in quote unquote survival mode. I have air quotes going. And like I said, it's a thing that we have learned to go through the motions in life so that we can do the things that we need to do, right? We need to get through this. We just need to get through the next 24 hours. And although this might be an effective way to complete tasks and navigate your hectic schedules, it seems like, okay, I'm doing the things, I'm checking off the lists, but there are consequences of going through life in survival mode, especially when we go through it for a very long time. So first of all, survival mode, I'll just give you like the background, the science of it, right? Survival mode involves adaptive physiological changes in our body that helps us to respond to stressors that we are faced with, right? And so that stress response, it sends all of this adrenaline and cortisol and so many other hormones to go rampant throughout our bodies to give us that energy that we need in order to fight or flee, right? The incoming danger. And it's funny because this is an adaptive, again, it's adaptive psychological change that we've developed from caveman times, right? So we had to have this adaptive change happen when we were hunting and gathering and we had to get away from bears, right? We had to get away from tigers in order to survive. We had to fight and flee, right? And so that part of our brain, that part of our physiological system is still a part of us, right? It, even though it's 2,000 years ago, this is still in us. I want you to think about too, you know, let's say you're walking through the woods, or just even if you're in your home and it's pitch dark outside, you're watching a scary movie, and then all of a sudden you hear like something fall, you know, or if you're in the woods and you're walking, or you're just walking and you hear like a branch, you automatically think, right? Most people automatically think, oh my God, what was that? Right? And we kind of dream up this thing if we're watching a scary movie that someone's breaking into our house, or if we're out in the woods, we think a bear is coming to get us. Very natural. But the problem with this, when we have this constant anxiety to survive, right, this danger that is perceived, when in actuality we're watching the movie and all it was, you know, a card that was up on your table fell and knocked over, or if you're in the woods, it was just a bunny rabbit hopping, right? So that if I want you to think about that scenario, right, your body starts to tense off, that cortisol goes off because you don't know what to do. You don't know if you're supposed to fight, freeze, or flight, right? So you feel like you're in danger. And again, 2,000 years ago, that danger was real, right? We had to, our cavemen, was it cavemen? You know, people back then, you know, they had to be prepared because they had to, you know, protect their families, and they were trying to get food for their family. So that was a real threat. Today, our threats and dangers, right, most of the time, is we feel that stress and that pressure when it comes to deadlines or challenges at works or relational challenges, right? Maybe you're fighting with a friend or your husband or a boyfriend. There's financial stresses, difficulties, and so many other stressors, right? It's as simple as, you know, oh my God, I have to get this report done for school. I have to get this project done for work, or, you know, I'm just living paycheck to paycheck. And it can be even as silly as, you know, I don't have shoes to match a dress for a wedding tomorrow, right? When we are in survival mode, those big things like the challenges at work or finances, even the small things like shoes, causes us to just automatically get into the fight or flight mode, right? It's the same thing with the bear or the rabbit, right? We automatically think bear, but really it was just a rabbit and we got all worked up for nothing. So when we experience this surge of hormones, right, it gives us the energy, and it gives us the energy we need to go through the motions, but going through those motions for too long is unsustainable, and it can leave us feeling very disconnected. It can leave us feeling exhausted and detached from life. And so I want you to, again, think of your own life. When you are in survival mode, how often do you just feel disconnected from your family, from your friends? You know, a lot of times when I was doing, you know, fitness coaching, and the main thing was, I'm just so tired. Well, that tiredness is because, again, and this relates with, you know, if you're on a diet and you're binge eating, right? You're exhausted because you're just constantly on, right? Because you're constantly trying to deal with this perceived notion of everything is just critical, when really everything is not just so critical, right? So weight loss, your diet, right? The diet part comes in because you just think everything you eat, is this going to make me fat? Is this going to make me fat? Is this too much to eat? Is this not enough to eat? Right? You're in constant stress response. You know, relationships, you know, when you start the trail of, you know, the person is mad at you, you think this person's mad at you, so you go through all these scenarios, it's exhausting, right? It's exhausting to have all of these thoughts. It's exhausting to think that everything is an emergency. That's what your brain is going through, right? Your brain thinks this. Your brain thinks emergency, when really it's just that thing where we have to step back, right? And we have to start to connect with ourselves so that we don't feel so exhausted and detached from life, right? So when you're in when you're quote unquote surviving for too long, your body is responding to a situation as if it's always constantly trying to fight a bear, when in fact it's really a rabbit. Okay. So I want you to really think about that, right? Are you really being attacked by a bear with everything that's coming at you, or is it really a rabbit, right? And it's so tempting to stay in survival mode, right? When you're riding those waves of stress of, you know, and like white knuckling it through life, it almost feels good, right? It almost feels good to a point because you feel like you're being accomplished. You feel like you're getting things done, but it also has that, you know, this sucks because I'm tired, right? That's something that I hear from my clients. I'm just tired. I feel like I'm just going through the day, right? Because that's all you're doing. You're trying to get through those next 24 hours. You're not thriving, right? You're not thriving with connection. You're not thriving with energy. You're not thriving with being a part of, you know, day-to-day life. You're just kind of going through it through the fog. And I want to say this as a caveat, because this is an important note in this podcast today, is that although many would like to stop the cycle or survival mode, right? And that's what I try to help people do, get out of this cycle. It's not always easy. And for those of you that are dealing with chronic stress, right? And when I say chronic stress, so if you're listening to this and you're like, Aaron, this sounds great. I wish I could get out of survival mode. But when there's a complex history of trauma, you know, and trauma with a capital or little t, survival mode may be an automatic response even when it's not needed. And I can say this to my own life. You know, I did have trauma many years ago, and you know, back then it was something where, you know, your heart and your mind might be forgiving, but your body still remembers. And so, you know, when I had that sexual trauma back when I was 15 years old, the survival mode instinct was just always on, right? I was always feeling like I had to protect myself, especially when it came around, when it came to men. So my body remembered what I experienced. And so I was constantly triggered when, you know, if a man looked at me a wrong way, or if I was touched and, you know, I didn't authorize the touch. And even if I did authorize the touch, like if it was something that felt familiar in the sense that was the trauma for me, that made me, you know, fly off the handle, so to speak, right? So again, if you're someone that is in some type of complex trauma, big T or little T, survival mode may be an automatic response to stressors even when it isn't needed. And so that's going to take a lot more work. And I understand, you know, that part of it. However, in either case, right, whether this is just survival mode because you've kind of induced it. And when I say you've induced it, I just mean things have just happened and that's just how you react, right? You just automatically react as if this is a bear trying to kill you. And so you try to tackle it and get these things done, and that becomes a habit, right? Survival mode is actually, in some circumstances, just a habit. And so when you are trying to do that, over time, like I said, it for too long, it becomes a stressor in your body that leaves you feeling disconnected, exhausted, and detached for a very long time. But there is a beauty in this, because your body, as much as it's able to adapt to survival mode, adaptive physiological changes, it's also able to adapt in the reverse, right? And so that's what we want to try to do. And if your body is flooded with constant stress or trauma, any stress response may become its normal state. So you can rewire and support your nervous system in getting out of this cycle. And it does take time. And that's the other thing. I have my clients that are like, I just want out of this survival mode. And I get it, right? But if your body has been in this state for so long, it's going to take time, especially if it's been wired this way from a very young age. And I know for me, like I said, I was 15. And so it did take a very long time for me to get out of that that system, right? So rewiring and supporting my nervous system took a long time in that area. So depending on what has gone on in your life, just know that you can reclaim your power over this because your body is able to adapt as long as you stay consistent with the rewiring process. So regardless of what has caused you to struggle with being in survival mode, no matter how long you've been surviving this way, you can learn to help your body and your mind determine what the bears are in your life and what the rabbits are, because that's pretty much metaphorically what it is, right? Your mind is constantly thinking bear. And so now you just want to learn how to live in a way so that you can start to decipher, is this a bear that I need to tackle or is this just a rabbit? So that you can stop surviving and start thriving and living your best life. So part of getting out of survival mode means having time to yourself. Remember, I said the more that we're in survival mode, the less connected and exhausted and detached we are from our life. And so when you want to get out of survival mode, you have to have time to yourself. And I know that's hard. It's hard for me. With a 1-year-old, and I'm sure it's hard for you, regardless of what's going on, if you have a 1-year-old or not, it's hard to get that alone time. But part of getting out of it is having time to yourself. So many things go by the wayside when we're focusing on keeping our kids, in check, our house clean, our relationships afloat, and our careers going, right? So many things for us go by the wayside because kids, family come first, right? And part of being a woman, right? We want to make sure we have a clean house. We want to make sure our relationships are taken care of because those are important to us too. And then of course, if we're working, we want to make sure that we're doing our best at work so that we can continue to feed our kids, keep a clean house, and, live as a family under the roof, whatever that looks like for you. But when you're so busy trying to do one thing, you often have to let go of something else. And even if those things are higher priority on your list. So, for example, if you're in financial trouble and you're battling to just pay the mortgage so your house doesn't get foreclosed, right? You become stressed, right? You become stressed about that. And so then your relationships and other friendships may suffer because, you are trying to do everything that you can so that your finances allow you to pay your house bill, right? And so you become stressed. And, while you're saving money to pay your mortgage, your friends are like, oh, girl, let's go out. Let's do this. Let's do this. Oh, we should buy this, right? And so you're trying to do all the things, but you know what you need to do so that you, can have a home to live in. And so that just creates more stress in your life because you want to do all the things, but you can't do all the things because, even though friendships is something that's a priority to you, your home is as well. So you have to pick and choose. And all your mental energy and all your emotional energy just goes into fixing the problem and the stress starts to consume you, right? Because you start to fix the problem, you start to think, okay, I can do both. And then it just becomes this big ball of a fucking mess because you don't have this plan, you don't have the priorities, and you still think everything is a bear when things are rabbits, right? So how do you do this, right? How do you have time to yourself and how do you differentiate what's a bear and what's a rabbit? And it's a very good question. And I'm going to answer that for you the best that I can. And this is not, an all-inclusive answer. This is something just that has worked for me and my life. So first and foremost is making a plan. And when I say making a plan, something that I don't think a lot of people do. Everyone has a to-do list, right? There's this to-do list. I have this to do and this to do and this to do. And when we make a to-do list, all it does is create more stress because we look at this to-do list for the day and we think we have to do it all in this day. And so what I like to do is look at what I need to do, top five things, right? Five to thrive, right? There's just five things that I need to thrive to do today that's going to allow me to feel like I have thrived in my day, right? So plan that out. That's all it is. So maybe outside of work, right, and the kids and what you have to do with them, maybe you need to clean your house. Maybe you have to go, you know, return some shoes. Maybe you need to go grocery shopping. Maybe you need to, unload the dishwasher and do laundry, right? But then those are five things. But then you also know that you need to, call Blue Care Network and change your primary because I just thought about that. I have to do that today. Maybe you have to do that. Maybe you have to schedule a doctor's appointment for you, your kids, for your husband. Maybe you have to go to the dentist, right? There's eight things right there. Of those eight things, which five things are going to allow you to thrive in your day? Which of those eight things need to get done today in order for you to feel like you have successfully completed the day's, tasks, right? We don't have to do all eight, right? Do you have to do laundry today? Right? I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you have no underwear left and you have to. Then cool. Put that as one of your number ones. If you don't have to do laundry today, move that to tomorrow's list of things to do. Right? And the idea here isn't to push off things, but if you need to make a dentist appointment, does it have to be made today? Do you have to call today and do it? It's not like you're going to get in today. Right? You can put it off till tomorrow. You can make that call tomorrow, right? I don't have to call Blue Care Network today because I'm not going to the doctor anytime soon. So changing my primary care isn't something where it's, a priority for me, right? But some people, that can be a stressor, because they're like, oh my God, I haven't done it. I've been putting it off and haven't done it. But you're making it a bear when it's really a rabbit. And the reason why it's rabbits because you're not going to the doctor anytime soon. Granted, things could happen and someone might have to go to the doctor. However, you've gone this long. I have gone this long without changing it. I can do it tomorrow. I don't foresee me needing that to happen. And if it does happen, you know what happens? They just tell you, listen, your primary care isn't who it's supposed to be. You might want to call and change that. And then I'll do it, right? So that's what I mean when you make a list, just five things to plan for your day. And you do it the night before, right? You look at your day, you think about the things you need to do, you write it out, brain dump it all. You can write out 30 things, on Sunday night. And then for the next 5 days, you think about what five things am I going to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Right? And you just put it on a piece of paper. Monday, five things. Tuesday, five things. And you get them done. That's it. Those are the five things I need to thrive. And when you're able to do that, just those five things, right? Now, since you are able to complete that task of five instead of 50, and maybe for some people it might just be three things, right? You don't have to do five things in a day. Maybe if you write your list and you only come up with like seven things for the whole week, hell, you can do one thing a day. You don't have to get it all done in one day. And that's what I mean. When we're in survival mode, we feel like we have to get all of this done to get through these 24 hours. Because if we get all this done, it's going to make or break us, right? It's not the case. So when we're done with the planning mode, and we have our tasks of what we want to do that we feel like once it's done, I can thrive in my life and now I can be connected with myself, right? So connect with yourself. That's number two. Number one is make a plan, right? Write out your day, plan your day. And after you plan your day, part of planning your day is making time to connect with yourself, right? Because like I said, for the third time now, survival mode often involves disconnection. And at times, for some people, disassociation, right? You're just completely oblivious to what's going on around you because you're just so focused in your bubble of what needs to get done, right? Connection is key in learning how to live instead of survive. And some ways to do this for yourself, and get a pen and paper, is to ask yourself, what do I need, right? When you're in survival mode, you often overlook your needs and your emotions to keep, quote unquote, getting by for the day. So you need to ask yourself, what do I need? Maybe I just need to sit for 20 minutes, right? Sit in peace and quiet. Just go up into my bathroom and sit. Maybe I just need to go up to my bathroom, take a shower, a hot shower, right? What do you need? What do you need? Okay. The second question is, what is my body telling me? Right? When we're in survival mode, right? We disassociate. We're not connected with our body. So what is my body telling me? Am I tired? Am I hungry? Have you even eaten today? That's a huge one with my ladies, right? It's, oh my, I don't even know if I haven't eaten today because I've just been on the go, 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 go. Listen to your body. Honor it. What does it need? Does it need rest? Does it need to eat? What are your emotions telling you, right? When we're in survival mode, again, the reason why we're in it is because we are anxious, right? Maybe we get triggered because we're angry. So then we just go into survival mode, right? We take, you get a nasty phone call, a nasty email, and it makes you mad. So you instantly shut down and you just do things, right? You just do things because you're angry, or maybe because you're sad, right? Maybe someone passed away. And so the only way you know how to cope is just to keep do, beyond, right? You just need to keep going to keep yourself busy so that you can survive and not feel, right? So what are your emotions telling you? Are you scared? Are you angry? Are you sad? Take a moment to connect with yourself and listen to those needs, right? So that you can respond the way you want to versus the way you feel compelled to, right? With my binge eaters, the big one with emotions, because they're scared, they're angry, they're mad, right? So they feel compelled to eat so that they don't have to feel those emotions, instead of responding the way that they want to, right? When I'm angry, I want to feel it. And then I want to ask myself, what made me angry, right? Why did I allow myself to get mad about this? And then the last part of it is, if it's somebody, right? Talk to this person. Let them know I'm angry. Get it out so that I can move forward. And I don't feel compelled to do all these other things. You see, because survival mode, the big, big, big part of it is that disconnection with yourself and a disassociation. And again, by disassociation, I just mean something happens and then you just see red, right? And then you just go forward and you move about your day until you get in bed and you're like, how did I get here? You know what I mean? So you want to be able to ask yourself these questions. What do I need? What is my body telling me? And what emotions am I having? And how can I just sit with them and feel them? And then what do I need to do in order to release them in a healthy way? And then number three, to top off of that, to like go with number two of connecting with yourself and asking those questions, is to connect with others, right? Seek support from a friend, a loved one, a therapist, a coach, right? Just someone that you feel is a safe person so that you can gain connection to yourself and others, because gaining connection with others helps us gain perspective. It helps you ground yourself and learn to live and again, instead of surviving. So when you get to connect with others, you get to connect with yourself as well, because now, like I said before, you get to gain perspective through someone else's eyes, but also through, you know, speaking to someone else. So, you know, connecting with others, it allows you to connect with yourself because you are taking that time to really process what it is that you need, what it is that your body is telling you, what your body is telling you, and what it is that, and how it is that you're feeling. Connection with others allows you, again, to just take that moment that you need with yourself and for yourself, but it's with somebody else to be a part of it, right? Because one of the things that we do or yearn for is that connection with others so that we are taking that time to nurture those relationships with other people, right? And those other people could be family members. It could be just a friend. So you're taking that time to really be in it, be in your day, and be intentional instead of just on automatic. The next one is exercise. And I add this to the list because exercise, especially when we're doing something like running or, you know, fast-paced walking or like dancing around our house, it's widely recognized as an effective way to help the body cope with stress and the hormones that are involved in the body stress response. To put it in a more, let's say, in like layman's term, is it's like having an orgasm, right? You don't have to, well, I don't want to go too deep into that. But, you know, when your body has an orgasm, right, it sends off the response of like feeling good, right? It gives you that, this mellow feeling energy, you know, like you don't have to just be on point. You can just lay there, feel good. It gives you those feel good feels, right? So that's what exercise does to the body. You're probably like, what the fuck? But in all seriousness, it does. Like you might not think that in your mind. You might not feel that in your head after you exercise, but I've never met a person that said, oh, my post-workout, I feel like shit. No, right? Your body feels good. Your body feels fucking good. Like you just had a great workout. You just had a good run. You just danced around your living room. I've never talked to anyone that said, oh my God, I danced around my living room for 20 minutes and I hated every second of it. No, you throw on your jams and you just rock out and you have fun because you're changing the state of your body, right? Instead of that fight and flight mode, your body is now able to just be in like, fuck it mode. You know what I mean? You're just in that mode of I can do, you know, I feel good mode, right? There's no fight, flight, or freeze. It's just I am free. I have this freedom about amongst myself, amongst my body, amongst my mind. And so that's why movement is important. It has other benefits, but when we're living in survival mode, it's because we're in this constant state of just go, go, go. We're in this constant state of our hormones being on high, right? Our hormones aren't supposed to be elevated all the time. There's a time and a place for it. But on our day-to-day, it doesn't need to be at 100. We need to keep it at like 30, right? And so by doing things like exercise, movement, that's how it keeps it down. And it's an effective way, again, to help the body cope with stress and the hormones that are involved in the stress response. And then the last one is be kind to yourself. Celebrate every fucking thing. Remember, you didn't ask to be stuck in this cycle. Our bodies, your body, is a master at adapting to whatever comes its way, right? And sometimes your body will adapt to the unhealthy environment instead of adapting in the way that is most useful and helpful to you, right? Think about it. You know, let's say right now you live in like the suburbs of, you know, wherever, and it's just nice and quiet and there's never any, you know, crime and whatever. Let's just say in a perfect world, that's where you live. There's nothing to ever worry about. You keep your doors unlocked. Hell, you keep them open. You're not afraid of anybody coming in to, you know, rob you, steal it, whatever. But you move to an area where it's, you know, gunshots all day long. People are breaking and entering. You know, drugs are an issue, right? You learn how to adapt. Let's just say that's where you have to, someone said, this is where you have to live for the next 2 years. You learn to adapt, right? You learn to adapt to the environment. Maybe you buy a gun. Maybe you always lock your doors. Maybe you never open your windows anymore, right? You've adapted to it. This is a horrible expression of it. But that's the idea, right? I can remember, like, true story. I can remember when I moved to New York, those loud noises at night of like cars going by, fire trucks, police cars, right? Outside my window. I had to adapt to that to put me to sleep. And then when I moved back to Michigan, right? I lived in the suburbs where it was nice and quiet. I couldn't sleep because I had adapted to the loud environment. And then I had to readapt to the quiet environment. So I guess not a bad example at all. That's what I'm saying, right? We adapt. Our body is amazing. So I don't want you to think that you are never going to get out of that cycle. You're not stuck, right? It's just about rewiring your nervous system to adapt to what you need it to adapt to so that you can start thriving in your life, right? And a way to do that is to be kind to yourself and to celebrate every fucking win. If you make your list of 5 things to do and you only do 3, fucking celebrate that. Like, give yourself a high five. Look at that list and say, fuck yeah, I accomplished a lot of shit today. Those 2 other things I'm going to do tomorrow because I can do this. Celebrate that. If you felt like you were stressed out, angry, and you wanted to, you know, eat the box of Oreos, but instead you didn't, celebrate that, right? You wanted to meal prep or meal plan and create meals for the week and all you did was one day, celebrate that, right? Celebrate it. Say, fuck yeah, I did it. And the reason why I'm stressing the fuck yeah and I'm saying it on this podcast is because when you actually say it with enthusiasm, with excitement, and most of the times when people say fuck, it's just the way it comes off the tongue, off the mouth. I think it's something scientific with the way our mouth says fuck. It brings a sense of, okay, this is a good thing to our brain, right? This is something that's good. She's fucking happy right now. And so we want to keep doing more of this because we actually like this. We're getting a dopamine dump, a fuck yeah. So we want to keep doing that, right? That's how you rewire your nervous system, right? That's how you rewire it because now your brain and body are like, okay, this is something that's cool that's going on. We don't know what's happening to Erin right now, but she's fucking excited. So we're fucking excited. So let's keep doing this because we like to be excited, right? It's starting to realize that that stressed out survival mode bullshit is stressed out survival mode bullshit that we don't want to be in anymore. We like being able to connect with ourselves. We like being able to connect with others. We like going out and doing some type of movement or exercise, right? And we like celebrating every fucking thing that comes our way because now we're thriving, right? That's the whole point of this. To get out of survival mode and to thrive is to have to set yourself up in a way that your brain and body feel it, right? It's not easy. I am telling you, it is fucking hard to do it, especially if you've been wired like this for a very long time. But all of that, all of the things that we think are bears in our life are just rabbits, right? It's just a rabbit. Who the fuck cares if you forgot to pick up broccoli at the grocery store and you can't make your recipe for the day, right? A lot of people, some people get upset about that, right? And they think of that as a bear. No, it's a rabbit. Fuck it. You left your broccoli. It's okay. Don't make that meal. Have peanut butter and jelly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a big deal. You're still going to eat, just not going to be that meal. Don't cry about it, right? Think about it like a baby, like a kid, you know? They think everything's a bear because everything is new. I'm learning this through my daughter. Like, all these things are just so tragic. And I laugh because I'm like, oh, honey, you have no idea. But she's a baby. She doesn't understand, right? So I take something away from her. It's a big deal to her, right? But in actuality, it's just me taking away this sharp object so she doesn't hurt herself. But she sees this as like, oh my God, this is like the worst thing ever. And so, you know, if you think about it like that, as the parent, I kind of laugh because it's not that big a deal. And so I want you to step back into your own life and look at the things that you're like so stressed out about and just really, really look at it. Can you laugh at that, right? And again, that's a way to rewire the system as well, right? If you can just step back and go, oh my God, I fucking forgot the broccoli, and just laugh at it and celebrate the fact that you have other food in your house to eat, you're starting to rewire. Your brain is starting to process that if you forget something at the store from here on out, it's not a big deal, right? So I can go on and on about this. This is what I help my clients get through with survival mode. And I just wanted to share it because, you know, I've been there too. I overreact at some things, but the idea of me knowing that what I'm stressing out about really is just, you know, a fuzzy little rabbit and it's not a big bad bear. I'm able to stop myself in my tracks and just go, okay, this is stupid, and move on, right? And just go on about my day and not really let it affect me at all. And I want that for you too. So if you're living in survival mode and this hits home with you and you would love to know more about it and just learn how to get out of it, I would love to help you. I am taking on 3 new clients coming up in March. And so if this is something that you are interested in doing, I invite you to hop on a free complimentary call. That's the same words, free and complimentary. Hop on a free coaching call with me. And let's just see if Reclaim Your Power, the blueprint, is right for you. And again, this is for the woman that is just tired of feeling like they're stuck in survival mode and is ready to live a more physically, mentally, and emotional healthy life with confidence. I would love to have you. So you can do so just by responding to this podcast. You can hit me up on Instagram at It's Erin Avery. Send me a DM with the word reclaim, and I would love to get you set up on a call for 30 minutes, and we will just discover what your roadblocks are and how I can help you with my blueprint. That's it for today. I enjoyed talking to you. I know this is probably one of the longer ones I've done in a while, so I'm going to let you go about your day. Take care. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.